Hi, my name's Kelly. I'm going to start this out just by telling you guys a little bit about my past so that maybe you'll understand where I'm at today and where I plan on going for the future. I was born in Escondido, California in 1982. I lived there until I was about two or three with my mom and my brother. When I was about two or three years old, we moved to Hemet, California, where we all lived until I was 10. When I turned 10 years old, my mom decided that she wanted me to live with my dad in Mobile, Alabama. When I first heard this, the first thing that went through my head was that I was going to have to ride around on tractors, that there was going to be nothing but dirt roads, people weren't going to wear shoes, and I was wondering if I was going to live in a town that was so small it would only have one traffic light. It was just this huge imagination overload, essentially. When I finally did get to Mobile, I realized that it is pretty similar to most other cities in California or any other state, really. It's a lot greener in the south. There's a lot more rain. There's humidity. The beaches have pure white sand. The water's crystal clear, and it feels like bath water. But the major difference between the south in general and any other area of the country is the mentality. You have a certain form of respect that you're required to have. You do say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. You do answer people with yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And there really isn't an option about it. I tried to say, especially to my family, that I wasn't used to it because I grew up in California and people don't do that out here. But when you have a southern grandma and she knows how to use a switch, you snap out of that very, very quickly. I basically spent between 10 years old and 19 in Mobile. I went to middle school and high school and graduated high school in the year 2000. After I graduated high school, I went to Auburn University, which is one of the major universities in Alabama. For anybody who keeps up with college football or college sports in general, Auburn is usually somewhere up in the top. There are huge rivalries in the South between colleges. And especially in the area that I lived in, Auburn and Alabama University are the two biggest rivals. As much as the school was fun to go to, I had decided within the first year that it just wasn't the school for me. I wanted to learn forensic science, and I had since I was a kid, and that school just wasn't getting me where I needed to go. I was in criminal justice, but if anybody knows anything about forensics, forensic science and criminal justice are two completely different fields, so I had to figure out where I needed to go. By my sophomore year, I had gotten married to a man who was in the military, and he was being stationed in San Diego. So before school was supposed to start for my sophomore year, I decided to move out to San Diego with him. I came out here, and I was looking around for a job, trying to get used to the area, trying to meet people, and I put off school for a little while. I finally found Grossmont, which, as surprising as it sounds, Grossmont is actually one of the top schools in the entire country for forensic science. So I went there, and it took me about 2 years, and I graduated with an associate's in forensic science. So I've had that since 2004, so about 2 years now. I've been trying to find a job ever since, but it's an extremely difficult field to get into. There are a lot of highly qualified people and not a lot of job openings. So for the time being, I'm putting in applications at the different law enforcement agencies trying to find a job, and I decided that I was going to go back to school and try to get a degree in biology, which is why I'm in this class right now. I just started this semester at SDSU, and I'm going for a Bachelor's of Science in Biology. Basically, what that's going to do for me is it's going to give me the ability to work in a crime lab somewhere. The biggest problem that I've seen in CSI is a lot of the techniques they use is correct, a lot of the testing they use is correct, but the way in which they show people the different jobs in forensics is the part that's wrong. You either work in a crime lab doing DNA, ballistics, trace evidence, or you work in the field. I currently have the degree that will allow me to work in a field. I just can't find a job doing it right now. So getting the Bachelor's of Science in Biology will help me do the other aspect, which is working in a lab. If I work in a crime lab, with a biology degree, I basically can do DNA and I could do trace evidence. So essentially what I'm trying to do is give myself the option to do either or. There are a lot less people out there with hard science degrees like biology than there are with forensic science degrees. So I'm hoping that somehow I'll be able to actually get a job doing what I want to do. So that's pretty much it, and that pretty much explains why I'm in this class. It is a requirement to get a biology degree at SDSU to take this class and take the next class above it. So I'm hoping that if all goes well, I'll get through this class and that this class will prepare me for my next physics class, and hopefully it'll help me prepare for different science-based classes that I'm going to have to take. So that's pretty much it. Thanks. Mm-hmm.